This is an LIC.
LIC.
LIC. Longitudinal Integrated Clerkship.
LIC.
This is an LIC Preceptor podcast. Let me tell you about my patient. The fact in medical student ownership in LICs. Written by Dr. Joanna Drowis, Associate Chair of the Department of Integrated Medical Science and Director of the Community and Preventive Medicine Clerkship at the Charles E. Schmidt College of Medicine at Florida Atlantic University. Among medical students participating in clinical training, ownership of patient care is important to develop and demonstrate. Ownership is a broad term, encompassing various aspects of professionalism, patient care, and patient safety. It is also important to remember that medical students are expected to receive graded responsibility for patient care as they progress through their training. In figuring out how to best support and encourage patient ownership by students, it is important to first define the expected behaviors that constitute ownership, and remember that as preceptors, we need to both model these behaviors as well as facilitate an office environment that provides opportunities for engagement in these kinds of behaviors. As Dr. Drowis points out, a good mnemonic for remembering these principles is FACT, F-A-C-T, which stands for follow through, autonomy and advocacy, communication and commitment, and teamwork. These, together with knowledge, are the important behaviors that demonstrate ownership over patient care. Listen for these keywords throughout the podcast. That is, follow through, autonomy and advocacy, communication and commitment, and teamwork. So what does it look like when a student takes ownership of their patient? We expect that students show commitment to their patient, that they will put their professional responsibilities first, be actively engaged, and participate in the care of the patient. They will also be invested in the outcome of what happens to their patient. We expect that they will go the extra mile for a patient, and along those same lines, practice advocacy on behalf of their patient. Advocacy includes being vocal or assertive about what they feel is in the patient's best interest, and even raising questions to the team as appropriate. Autonomy is also important. We want to see our students taking increasing independence for patients. However, they also need self-awareness of their own limitations and to understand when consultation is needed. We expect students to think critically and stand behind their decision-making. This requires appropriate knowledge, both in reading and learning about their patients and in their general clinical knowledge base. Communication skills encompass effectively relaying information to patients, their families, other providers, and healthcare team members, and are particularly important when a transition in care is occurring. Collaboration and teamwork are essential to demonstrate, both in an awareness of one's role within the team and through sharing responsibility with other team members appropriate for the care of the patient. Lastly, follow-through in carrying out a treatment plan, taking care of details, and making sure that any issues do not fall through the cracks is an important part of taking ownership. So how can we best help our medical students behave in ways that demonstrate follow-through, autonomy and advocacy, communication and commitment, and teamwork? These behaviors, along with knowledge, are the facts that can help our students take ownership of their patients. The most important way to help our medical students with these behaviors is by demonstrating them ourselves. We can show our own knowledge by thinking out loud and sharing our clinical reasoning and theories with students. When we take the time to personally call a patient or another physician to answer questions or discuss a case, we should allow the student to not only witness this, but to participate in the conversation. Even if it is not us directly, but someone in our office who's taking the time to provide justification and help a patient with a needed authorization from their insurance, we should involve the student in this as well. If we are waiting for a result and need to move on to another patient, we need to model the way that we close these loops, going back to check and making sure that no information is missed. Ultimately, the goal is to have the students be able to perform these activities independently, without prompting, and to hold them accountable for what is best for the patient. One of the best ways to promote this is to select a smaller cohort of patients that the student is responsible for. This really gives the student the opportunity to get to know and to engage with a smaller group of patients, rather than expecting that they will know or engage with all patients. Choosing appropriate patients for continuity is covered in another podcast. Having students perform functions such as these may end up adding value for patients and for our offices. Dr. Drowis suggests that examples of opportunities for students to be engaged in your office include having them help with pre-visit planning, allowing them to put in orders for preventive services when appropriate, reviewing orders for medication refills, determining what labs are needed, and calling patients in advance of visits to discuss any pertinent issues and plan an agenda for the visit. Students can also meet patients in the hospital prior to discharge to assist in managing their transition, or attend a specialist visit with them to provide a link back to their referring provider. Students can develop and give patient education talks on common clinical problems, such as upper respiratory infections or constipation. Students can also review social histories and should participate in huddles in order to understand issues that can impact patient care. Between clinic sessions, students should be expected to call and check on patients when appropriate, attend their specialist visits, or even call with lab results once the student and preceptor agree that the student is ready for this step and they've been trained on appropriate documentation. Patient engagement takes work and effort. It should be the responsibility of the preceptor to encourage this ownership and to hold students accountable. Perhaps before clinic, or during the week, preceptors could ask the student directly, "So, how is Miss Jones doing with the antibiotic we prescribed?" Or, "Did you get a chance to call Mr. Smith after his recent hospital discharge to see how he is doing?" This not only models follow-through, but provides unique learning opportunities. Students do not want to be passive observers. In order to encourage our students to take ownership of their patients, we need to clarify our expectations around demonstrating follow-through, autonomy and advocacy, communication and commitment, and teamwork, in addition to knowledge, that can help our students take ownership of their patients. We also need to make sure to model these types of behaviors ourselves, and to include students in the types of interactions where we demonstrate these behaviors. We also need to work with our office staff to create an environment where students will have opportunities to witness, learn about, and ultimately perform these behaviors that will allow them to demonstrate ownership of their patients. For more on ownership, see this reference: McLaren, Lord, Murray, et al., Ownership of Patient Care, A Behavioral Definition and Stepwise Approach to Diagnosing Problems in Trainees, from Perspectives on Medical Education, 2013.